This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. KYUK is running a series of profiles on Bethel City Council candidates ahead of tomorrow's October 5th Election Day. There are six candidates running for four open seats. Each seat is for a two-year term. KYUK municipal reporter Olivia Ebert spoke to incumbent Mark Springer about his priorities for the city.
Mark Springer has sat on city council for three full terms. He also sat for two shorter terms. He's been in Bethel for about 20 years and in the YK Delta for about 40 years in total. One thread in Springer's recent city council work has been attention to Native issues and politics. During last week's city council meeting, he sponsored an ordinance to transfer the land under ONC Multipurpose Building back to the Bethel Tribe. Currently, the land is owned by the city. Springer says one piece of legislation he's proud of is a recent ordinance to expand the city elders' sales tax exemption to include elders not just from Bethel, but from anywhere.
I was in the city office one day, and this elder was there, and he goes, "Man, they wouldn't give me a sales tax card." I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Queethluck." And the ordinance had changed. I said, "Well, we'll take care of that." And it took a while, but we did.
Springer says another issue facing the city is a lack of affordable housing for young people.
Real estate prices are red hot. Rents in Bethel are red hot. And then there's other components, too. You know, there's child care. So you move to Bethel, both of you have jobs, but you've got young children. You got child care issues.
Springer mentioned an idea that the council could look into to help address the housing issues in Bethel. He said the city could look at changing the zoning maps to include more tiny homes. He also said that he's a, quote, housing first advocate when it comes to homelessness. A housing first approach is when a city or other body provides the unhoused with houses, thereby ending homelessness. Springer says he's been involved in other ways in Bethel through his work. Most recently, he served as the executive director of ONC for just over a year before being voted out of his position by the council. Prior to that, he worked at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. He also sits on the City Port Commission and previously chaired the State Marijuana Control Board. The municipal election will be tomorrow, and early voting has already begun. To learn more about voting in the Bethel municipal election, head to kyuk.org. While there, you can listen to a full interview with Mark Springer and to the entire Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
In COVID news, the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage said Friday it has begun operating under crisis standards of care. ANMC is the third hospital in the state to move to crisis operations, which allow doctors to prioritize resources and treatments to patients who have the greatest potential to benefit. ANMC Administrator Bob Anders says the standards do not affect who gets care or supplies like oxygen or dialysis machines at this point.
Right now, from our standpoint, the crisis standards of care more allow for flexibility so that we can maintain clinical care in the manner that we think is appropriate.
Anders says the standards allow the hospital flexibility with certain normal operating rules, and the state's crisis standards relax ANMC's liability. He says the hospital had been moving toward this point for weeks.
We have been working at contingency levels for a prolonged period of time. And as you work in that contingency area, you're always at risk of having to make decisions that you would make outside of normal operations.
While the current crisis standards will not affect the care that anyone is getting, Anders says that could change if hospitalizations keep rising. The news comes as ANMC welcomed dozens of new medical workers and support staff, including a 35-person FEMA team based in Massachusetts. Providence Alaska Medical Center and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation are also operating under crisis standards. In more news, the Association of Village Council Presidents passed 8 resolutions at its annual convention last month. Here's a list of what the AVCP resolutions were. One of the resolutions calls for the reintroduction and passage of a stranded piece of federal legislation. It's called the Alaska Tribal Public Safety Empowerment Act, and it would allow an experiment in giving Alaska Native tribes civil and criminal jurisdiction over certain crimes committed in Native villages. The act would allow tribal jurisdiction on a pilot basis for civil issues and crimes such as domestic and sexual violence, violating protective orders, crimes against children, assault of law enforcement, and violating drug and alcohol laws. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski first introduced the bill in 2019. It stalled in the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs with no co-sponsors. AVCP's resolution calls on the Alaska Congressional delegation to co-sponsor the bill. In a related resolution, AVCP commits to addressing the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people in the YK Delta. The AVCP board calls on its own administration to advocate for law enforcement, expand services to support healthy communities, and work with other organizations to address the crisis. Additionally, AVCP called for passage of legislation that would give state recognition to the 229 federally listed tribes and tribal organizations in Alaska. Another resolution calls on AVCP to arrange a field hearing with Alaska's congressional delegation to discuss the state of salmon in Alaska. And there's a resolution affirming AVCP's commitment, quote, to advocating for the protection of the Bering Sea and its resources. It also calls for, quote, partnership through the Bering Sea Tribal Coalition, including supporting the region's participation in the Bering Intergovernmental Tribal Advisory Council. Another resolution urges the Alaska legislature and governor to increase funding for the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact. The compact is a government-to-government agreement between the state and Alaska tribes and tribal organizations signed in 2017. It allows tribes and tribal organizations to provide child welfare services to Alaska Native children and families. These services would otherwise fall to the state. Alaska Native children make up over half the children in the state's child welfare system, despite being just 15% of the population. AVCP's resolution claims that more state funding is needed for tribes to provide these child welfare services and to recruit and retain staff with livable wages. Another resolution says AVCP will continue to work to protect the Power Cost Equalization Program for rural communities. Lastly, a resolution recognizes and applauds the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's service to the region throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Lastly, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is holding a virtual town hall public meeting tomorrow, October 5th at 1:30 p.m. It's to provide an update on the COVID-19 pandemic in the region and answer the public's questions. The event will occur over Zoom and be live streamed on Facebook. KYUK will broadcast the town hall live on 6:40 a.m. KYUK will also air a Yukdun translation of the event at a later date. YKHC is holding the event 6 days after declaring crisis standards of care. Before it announced these crisis standards, YKHC informed KYUK that it would not be granting KYUK any interviews and would only respond to KYUK's questions via email. The town hall is tomorrow, October 5th at 1:30 p.m. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.